Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, you know, it's a little bit more of the same old going on when you get closer to this midterm election. I think kind of the blame game starts to heat up a little bit more. Mitch McConnell blaming the Democrats for what he's calling the stalled energy bill and saying that he, you know, he just ripped on the Dems for blocking amendments to the bill. But some of that was, I think, a lot of pork, wasn't it?
Well, it was poor. There's also the issue of Keystone. Do you do separate amendment? Is that really energy? I mean, we're really going to use it. But this whole diatribe about Democrats blocking an energy bill, we honestly have not had an energy bill since King, you know, Faisal cut our oil off and Carter was president. We really haven't.
Yeah.
And this bill is, no one's even trying to say this is a really comprehensive energy bill. It's by Portman and Shaheen in New Hampshire, bipartisan. But, you know, the Senate is up for grabs, Kate, and you're just going to hear everything under the sun of, you know, who's the worst person to run the Senate. Is it going to be the D's or the R's?
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think that the Senate goes the way of the Republicans, or no, it's too close to call?
I think it's too close to call. Now, they're writing off the House. A lot of the strategists with the money are saying, hey, you better put all the money in the Senate. The House is not going to budge. But I just don't see where it can be an easy call that Senate's going to flip. A lot of factors are out there. It's going to weigh heavy. They can think Obamacare all they want. By Election Day, it's going to be more about the economy and how the candidates can localize their elections. I think I don't think that the president's going to be the end-all factor in those elections.
What about this thing with this group, Boko Haram? First of all, have you ever heard of them? And now the House Foreign Affairs Chairman is saying, listen, we need this to be a long-term fight against this group. They're that evil. And for people who are listening and don't know, it's the group that has abducted those girls in Nigeria, and they certainly have done other things as well. Had you heard of them before?
Never had heard of them, and I know, you know, Nigeria is a horrifically corrupt plague country that's just very unorganized, and it's nothing against the people, it's just the way Nigeria is, and they have these, you know, like warlord type of tribes and gangs and violence, and this group, I had never heard of them, but they are one nasty group. They said these girls are ours to sell, and we'll sell them if we want. They're terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it is terrible. It's atrocious what's happened there.
Oh.
Coming up for something completely different, coming up next week in Vanity Fair, the whole Monica Lewinsky story breaks. You were there when the Monica Lewinsky thing happened. Do you think there's some theory out there floating that this really benefits Hillary Clinton? Do you think it benefits Hillary Clinton?
I said that actually today. I was asked on another radio station. I think this really helps Hillary Clinton a lot. And the reason I think it does... Well, first of all, people swore that the Clintons, just like the movie Primary Colors with John Travolta, they said, you know, that's the Clintons. And I love that movie, by the way. And they said that the Clintons have kept her quiet or bribed her or threatened her or whatever. You know, that's been out there. Now that she's talking, they're saying that the Clintons have bribed her or threatened her to talk. So any way you look at it, there's the Clinton conspiracy. This is a person who... You know, was deeply affected by this on her own choice, decided to stay out of the limelight. She was so young when she got in, you know, all this publicity. And she's decided to put this past her. And I think, from what I read, I don't see where this hurts Hillary Clinton one iota. Because Monica Lewinsky says, hey, you know, he took advantage of me. He was in power. He was my boss. But it was consensual. And she doesn't go into Hillary bashing. I think this does not hurt Hillary Clinton one bit.
How about Benghazi? Does that hurt Clinton?
I don't think at the end of the day it will either because, you know, Hillary Clinton, like Secretary of Kerry, he's very smart. You know, the Democrats try to say, well, should we boycott the committee? Secretary Kerry says, look, I'll come. I think it's ridiculous, but I'll come. And Hillary Clinton is the same way. He's taken a cue from her. She said, look, I'll talk about these things. You know, but we're going to do this in a respectful environment of what happened, of, you know, lives lost and things. I don't think it does. I think they're really even past Clinton. I think they're trying to get right at Obama and the White House is what they're trying to do. I don't think it hurts Hillary Clinton. I really don't.
How about Joe Biden wanting to become the president? Is this? I was talking to somebody the other day about this.
Who is that kid?
The perennial vice president. Do you think he really has a shot to get that nomination over Clinton?
I must. I have to tell you, disclosure. I like Joe Biden. I served with him in the Senate. We had some joint interests on Iran and with our staffers. So I'm not a Joe Biden disliker. I have as much of a chance to be president of the United States as Joe Biden right now. Okay.
So Obama.
The question.
But does Obama campaign for Biden or Clinton?
No, no. He if it got down to it, he would either stay out of it or campaign for Clinton. Look, Bill Clinton did a huge favor for President Obama to, not that he wouldn't have beat Romney, but, you know, Clinton got in there when it looked a little hairy and just turned the charm on, and that was Bill Clinton. And Secretary of State Clinton, you know, served Obama, was very gracious about everything, and no, I think he would either stay out of it or go with the Clintons.
Yeah. Any Democrat that can challenge her that you can think of right now?
Well, they're talking, they've talked about a couple of Democrats just to make her go more to the left is what they've been talking about. And some say, well, run somebody, make her go more to the right, which is kind of a ridiculous theory to do that. I see nobody, unless something happens to Hillary Clinton's health, I absolutely see no Democrat that can knock her out of this. None. Zero.
Yeah, I agree
and
with you.
And Republican-wise, Jeb Bush might make it interesting, but he's not going to do it. So, no, on the Democratic side, I think it's hers for the taking this time.
All right. Think 2016 is going to be interesting to watch?
Oh, it's really going to be the most fascinating election. I mean, you've had Clintons and Bushes running forever, with the exception of Barack Obama. And now you've got a Clinton again. And I have to tell you, on a personal level, it will keep all of us employed. You know, first spouse Bill Clinton will be absolutely amazing. Amazing. To cover for the media.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's going to be fun at those conventions, Bob.
Yes, it is.
Bob Nate, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so interesting, talking about handicapping it a little bit, 2016, because we got the midterm elections for one coming up, and then everybody's looking forward to what's going to happen next time around in this race for president. It's interesting, on the bench for the Republicans, seems like it's a done deal for Hillary Clinton, although not everybody thinks that, and it's going to really heat up. Once we turn the corner on the year, then you'll really hear even more conversation about it, and especially, too, because the midterm elections will be in the rearview mirror, because right now that's what's at hand. What's going to happen with the Senate? You heard what Bob had to say. 50-50 really could go either way. I think, because of some special elections, that the Republicans will narrowly take over the Senate, so they'll get back to where they were in 2008. After everything fell apart in 2008, it'll be a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House. Then moving forward, what happens with the presidency? Does Hillary Clinton get in, or who are the Republicans that are going to be strong enough to knock her off? All interesting, fascinating stuff in the future. Coming up next here on America Tonight, Fair or Foul, voter ID laws, the National Guard spending big money on NASCAR, and Piers Morgan taking a slap at Larry King. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Whoa, you know you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
So thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. How are you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Boy, a lot of people drying out. Flooding, tornadoes, some wicked weather in the plains areas and in the southwest, in Texas where our satellite facility is in Dallas. I know that I probably could have cruised around in a canoe today. It was crazy. So much rain. But when you're in a drought and you're doing a rain dance and you get rain, you don't complain to the man upstairs. You know what I'm saying? When you look around and you actually see flowers and green and not burned out patches of what you thought was a lawn, yeah, I'm not complaining about that. However, it was scary for some people who got trapped in cars and low-level flooding they didn't expect, the whole thing that happens when the heavens open up and it just seems like it's a little drizzle and then boom! It just pours down in buckets. All right, this is one of my favorite things to do, and we're reviving it here on America Tonight. We're going to do it each and every show, and it's called Fair or Foul. Yeah. You can throw in your 2 cents, too, along the way, if you feel like it. I'm going to throw out the phone numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So check it out. A lot of left turns, NASCAR, right? I used to make fun of NASCAR. Then I actually went out I liked IRL racing. I went out and I met some of the drivers and I saw what it was like. And then I didn't make fun of NASCAR anymore. It was actually, there was a unique pattern to it in a system, and I thought it was pretty darn interesting, to tell you the truth. And I actually got to ride in a car. But this is such, I think, a no-no. I don't get this. So the National Guard is under a big, fat, giant microscope, picture one, giant, for spending over $26 million on a sponsorship in 2012 that resulted in, ready for this, no new soldiers. Somehow they thought by sponsoring NASCAR, it would lead to people signing up. So check this out. I happened to see this over coffee when I was reading the USA Today. I mean, this information's out there, but of the 24,800, to be exact, recruits who showed interest in the Guard in 2012, all of whom said the NASCAR sponsorship first piqued their interest, only 20 were qualified to join the service in that group, and none of them decided to join. So you have over 24,000 people who probably just filled out, checked something. Hey, did you see the NASCAR sponsorship of the National Guard? Yeah, that's terrific. That makes me interested. And then only 20 even qualify, and then none of them even sign up. So in 2013, the Guard heard from 7,500 potential recruits that were swayed by the NASCAR campaign, and we don't really think anybody signed up for it. We're not sure at this point. The National Guard has a goal. So they have money. They have a budget. How do you recruit people? How do you get them interested in signing up for the Guard? And the recruiting goal is 50,000 soldiers. That means you need to get that number, 50,000. Check this out. You've got to hit 1 million candidates. So 1 million candidates, because then somebody would be discarded or not do it or whatever. From 2011 to 2013, the Guard spent $88 million on their NASCAR deal, another $38 million in IndyCar racing. The lack of a return on investment finally piqued the interest of the Senate, and in it, they had a hearing in front of the Subcommittee on Financial and Contracting Oversight that was led by Claire McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat, who said the branch of service was wasting a bunch of money on a very expensive sports sponsorship. Because what the NASCAR deal is, the NASCAR deal allows the Guard to put its logo on a team car at 20 races. They get recruiting displays at tracks, which I would think that would be good. I would agree with that. And they recruit in high school through their Race to Achieve program. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is one of the top drivers on the circuit. He's been driving the 88, as we know. That's plastered with the National Guard logo since 2008. He won Daytona in February, and that generated what amounted to millions of dollars in advertising because you constantly saw the car and the logo and all of that. So what do you think? Fair or foul? The demographic for the Guard, so they want 1 million candidates. They have to get 500,000 from that, or 50,000 from that is really what they're hoping for, 500,000 if they can get 500,000. And their target demo is 18 to 35. So if you're in charge of this, you're the marketing wizard, you have to decide, is this where we're putting our money? And if you're not going to put it there, where are you putting it? So is this money thrown out the window, as Claire McCaskill has said, or no, it just hasn't really paid as many dividends as they thought it would? I would have cut a better deal with NASCAR, frankly. I would have looked at the numbers hard the first year, and I would have said to them, I love this deal. Boy, I love you, NASCAR. I love me some NASCAR. You got my demographic. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here's what we're going to do. We'll cut a three-year deal with you, but the three-year deal and what we pay in the other 2 years subsequently depends on what happens right out of the gate. Now, here's what you need to know. Somewhat NASCAR numbers are down. And there's a lot of older people outside that demographic that, by the way, like NASCAR. And there's a lot of young kids that like NASCAR. So they don't all fall into that category, the desired category they're looking for. So I say it just was a bad deal. They shouldn't have spent all that money up front. They should have hinged it on something. There is an art negotiating, and they just didn't negotiate this deal well. I wouldn't have thrown it completely out. It wasn't a bad idea to do, to try, okay, how can we reach this demographic? But it failed because too much money was spent in those all those years across the board, I think. All right, so the other thing is that we were going to mention here in Fair or Foul was the voter ID thing. Now, voter ID is like a dirty word to some in the United States and gets high praise to others. Gee, where do you think it that demographic falls? Right down party lines and ideologies. We know that. That's not a surprise. Here's the thing. Why, and this I don't understand. I don't understand the correlation between you're a racist if you think people should have to show an ID when they vote. We live in America. When we just walk up, don't we have to show something, or when we register to vote? I don't think that's foul. I don't think it's foul at all. I know I've told this story, but I'm going to tell it again. When I was in Ecuador, as you all know, I spent time in Ecuador. Maybe you don't know, so I'll just tell you. I was in Ecuador in Guayaquil. The show sponsors a young boy there who, by the way, Daniel, is doing really well. He's paying attention. He wants to come on America Tonight, and he's doing good in school. Yay! So he could try to help his village. So, you know, so here's the thing. When you're in an Ecuadorian, you have to vote. They give you a card. And if you want to just leave the country and go shopping in Miami or do whatever, you better vote because they want their people to vote. Now, we could talk about how corrupt the government is and the current president. I'll put that aside for a second. But what is the deal with the voter ID? So here's the deal. Kansas and Arizona folks can continue to register to vote for now using a federal form without having to provide proof of citizenship. A federal appeals court ruled that on Thursday. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily stayed a ruling from a U.S. district judge that ordered the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission to modify its federal voter registration form to add special instructions for Arizona and Kansas residents about those states' proof of citizenship requirements. So in addition to the stay, they asked the court to consider its appeal of the decision itself on an expedited basis, preferably in a special session this summer. And why would they want that? Because, of course, there are midterm elections coming up. We know that. So I'm going to say on this one, I'm going to say foul. It's foul. There, it just should be pretty simple. Here's my citizenship. Here's who I am. Now just let me vote and get out of my face. I don't get it. A little bit more on Fair or Foul coming up on the flip side.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and get your fantasy. And your fantasy is fine as cookies. I've got a brand new bag.
All right, so finishing up, fair or foul, after going through the voter ID thing, and you know how that is, Arizona enacted its proof of citizenship requirement by voter initiative. That was in 2004. That's fair. Let the voters decide. Why not? Okay, so let's put it to the voters. You decide. And do it state by state, and then there you go. Then if everybody goes out and votes, they can't complain about the results. So Alabama, Georgia, and Kansas, they did the same thing with the similar laws. Most voters in Arizona and Kansas register with state forms, but their officials said the availability of the federal forms created that loophole in enforcement of proof of citizenship requirements. So it's strange. In Kansas, you got over 17,000 people who have their voter registrations on hold because of the requirement. All right, it's not about voter registration here. It's about checking your mouth at the door, I suppose. What's going on with Piers Morgan? He is a thin-skinned kind of talk show host on CNN, which is falling apart in all different directions. Because cable or not or wherever, you've got to get ratings. The more the ratings slip, the less job security there is, especially TV-wise. So the battle of the CNN people who were on the air became even more vicious, what they call the has-beens, with fired host Piers Morgan calling his predecessor Larry King a poisonous twerp. He's a poisonous twerp, he is. And that happened after King attacked Morgan during an appearance on Howard Stern's Serious Radio show. On the show, King bashed CNN's coverage of the missing Malaysian Airlines plane and Morgan, who took over for him in 2011 before Morgan was let go in March of this year for poor ratings. Okay, so let me just say this. I'm not a network television executive. I did TV. I was a television anchorwoman and reporter in the beginning of my career and did radio on the side and loved radio so much that I flipped the equation. I did TV on the side, and then radio was my passion for the last 20 years, really, ever since I was out of school. So, I mean, here's the thing about that. Did we not know? I bet every single one of you, if I asked you, if I said, how about, should we hire this Piers Morgan guy? I mean, he's from the UK, and he has some connections, and he was an editor at a pretty powerful newspaper of Rupert Murdoch's. Should we put him in Larry King's spot? Because back in the day, like him or not, Larry King had big ratings. He was the radio talk show host for Miami that ended up getting a big job on CNN when they were a baby network, and he had all kinds of people on. Republicans, Democrats, politicians, movie stars, interesting people, people that we could care less about, whatever. I mean, sometimes he had some good stuff. I thought Larry King sometimes did some really good shows. I used to watch Larry King, and he's on PBS, and now his name escapes me because that's what happens when you drink too much coffee, but I'll come up with it. Charlie Rose, because he just did the table thing similar in a sort of where it was just open conversation, just let the conversation flow. So King, you know, had that to say about the Malaysian Airlines thing. And King said about Morgan, he said, I think that he made himself too much part of the show. I always said if you turn on an interview show on TV, 95% of the time you should see the guest. If 90% of the time you see the host, there's something wrong with that. So Morgan responded with a bunch of tweets, and he said, hey, Larry, you don't need to keep bitching about me. It's over. Relax. And then he also said, for your information, there's no such word as Britisher, but then research and facts were never your strong point, were they, Brooklyner? And he also said, always tried to be respectful to the King, but he's been a constant poisonous twerp towards me for 3 years, and I'm bored with it. And then he said, as for our respective egos, one of us changed his name legally to King, and it wasn't me, so get over yourself. I'm not going to go through every single tweet, but I'll give you one more. Another thing that he said through Twitter, he said, Larry King averaged 176 in the demo in his last year at CNN, and I averaged 218, 170, and 173 in my 3 years. Hashtag ratings reality. I think Morgan swallowed a bitter pill because he got booted from CNN, and maybe he was always looking over his shoulder about filling Larry King's shoes, even if he doesn't want to admit it. Because as I said, he was the guy. Whether you like him or not, he was the person who was doing talk that people were listening to. And it was when CNN really owned the whole cable situation because they had cameras everywhere, the breaking news. And I mean, let's face it, Ted Turner came up with that concept that everybody laughed at, and then it exploded. And others came, like Fox and other networks, came after that. But CNN was the first one to do it, to really explode it from a newsy point of view. So there you go. So I'm going to say foul on Piers Morgan. It would have been better. And even if he heard that, you know, there's a thing called the high road. You just take the high road, dude. If you really had... you really want to have the last word, that's what you would do. You would take the high road. But it's never been like that since he stepped into that role. So that's the problem there. That's what that's about. Pete in Texas has called. Hey, Pete, how are you?
I have done so good today. Nobody died. Everything's cool.
Yay!
I have incentive for registration to vote. You go up, you register, and you get a $100 bill, or you get a concealed handgun license, or you get a smartphone after you vote.
We have to get prizes now, like we're at the dentist, so we can just get people off their rear ends to go and vote.
You know, so you've got it for every demographic. You've got a $100 bill for the broke people. You've got a concealed handgun license for the hunker and the bunker bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a smartphone, you know, for the kids. I mean, it's a marketing ploy.
Sounds like a win-win to me. All that money that we blew on NASCAR, we can just use it and roll it over into the whole voting thing. Just make it generic, not Democrat or Republican. No. Just get out the vote.
Bipartisan. Yeah.
Yeah. Bipartisan. Yeah.
There you go.
I agree. More people should vote. Let's vote. If you vote, you can affect change. Come on.
Hell, voting makes you feel good.
It does. I agree with you. It doesn't matter if you're around sourpusses who say, it doesn't matter if you vote. It doesn't matter. I think it does make you feel good, Pete. I do. I agree.
You feel like an American. You've done your civic duty.
Yep. I agree. 100%. All right, Pete. All right. We'll take it to the people who count in D.C. I'm sure they'll listen. I'll tell them it was your suggestion. I'll take this phone call with me and see what they say. But it is an infuriating thing. No matter what the situation is with me, I always vote, no matter what. Because, really, come on, you have no excuse. And the reason you have no excuse is you can do absentee ballot. If you don't feel well, if there's something that holds you back, if you're working a gazillion jobs, you can vote that way. Some people think we should have the day off. It should be a national holiday. But the problem is how many more people would go out and vote? Would that really incentivize the people who aren't voting to go out and vote and who say, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I vote or not. I just was raised in that household where you voted. And it was a big deal to go and vote, and I couldn't wait to vote. I agree with Pete. And there is something about it. I feel good about voting. When I've moved, all the times I've moved, the first thing that I made sure I did was to make sure that I was registered to vote wherever it was that I lived. Because I didn't want to miss that opportunity and have an excuse that I messed up or whatever. And, you know, there's weekend times, there's early voting. So I think there's not a lot of excuses to, I couldn't vote. And this is why I made the reference earlier to Ecuador, what I thought was interesting, that I remember the people that I had dinner with, they thought it was crazy because it was just an automatic for me. They pulled out of their wallet, and just like it was a driver's license, here's their voting card. Here's my card. Everyone at the table showed me their card. And they thought it was a big deal. In fact, it was sort of a no-no for me to talk politics, but I didn't care, so we talked politics. Because as an American in a country like Ecuador, and people get heated and you start to have this discussion, and then they realize, oh, who is that over there, and what are they talking about, what's going on? But I thought it was interesting, and they really were up on who was running and what was going on and what they thought was awful in the country. And so they were doing it anyway, but part of that was tied to they knew that this was a responsibility that they had to do, or they weren't going to get to go on any little holidays because they had to show their proof that they voted. It takes more than the sticker, you see. So who went first in the NFL draft? I know you are all just dying to know. We're going to tell you next here on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
No surprise, I think that Jadeveon Clowney was chosen tops in the draft. As we're making these final couple of turns, some thoughts on the NFL Draft. It's such a giant event. The NFL equals money. I mean, that's the deal. The NFL is number one when it comes to sports. And so anything to do with football is going to be huge. Jadeveon Clowney has all the tools. He's been talked about a ton in all the mock drafts. Ooh, who's going to be drafted number one? Johnny Manziel, the Texas A&M quarterback who won the Heisman, or will it be Clowney? Interesting thing happened along the way. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. Clowney has kind of a cool story like so many others. He has a mother that really supported him and worked two jobs to make sure he could be in football and try to stay in school and all that good stuff. So he was quick to, when he was interviewed, talk about how great his mother was. And then he was also very excited to dispel the rumors that he wasn't going to work and that he was going to bust his chops for his hump for the people in Texas and was very excited to be coming to Houston. In fact, here's what he said.
Oh, man, I feel great, man. I'm glad to be a part of the organization. I'm ready to get to work, man. Be in the NFL to play some football.
Yep, he just wants to play football. Just move on from, you know, the speculation about will he make the transition from college to the pros. They're going to throw him in right away, so and he'll end up with a pretty sweet contract. Johnny Manziel, who just was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, comes from an oil baron family, and which people were talking about the fact that, oh, he's a rich kid, and he can be lazy, he doesn't care about the money and whatever, which is just so silly. But anyway, Manziel fell all the way down the draft board to 22. He was picked 22nd by the Cleveland Browns, and the Cleveland Browns, almost like the movie Draft Day that we previewed in our cheap movie reviews, they could have written this script so they'll get him at a cheaper price, but he'll probably have a chance to compete for the main job. And the people in Cleveland are pretty excited about Johnny Manziel. I think it's a pretty good place for him to be. So he didn't go one, he went 22. And this will be a question of whether he ends up being a bust or he ends up being a really solid quarterback in the NFL when it's all said and done. There's other quarterbacks who have gone further in the draft, like lots of them, in fact. Aaron Rodgers was chosen, the great quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, who you see if you watch any television. You see him with the State Farm commercials or Farmers. I can't remember which one it is, actually. But they're clever. And he has gone to the promised land. He's hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. He was the 24th pick. So Manziel may be following in those footsteps. Who knows? It's interesting as they go through the picks. There were a couple of surprises along the way, then some obvious ones. The Buffalo Bills were smart to pick up Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver from Clemson. He'll be a contributor almost immediately. And with their quarterback, who's only in his second year, and their quarterback for the Bills, I think, is pretty decent. That's a good match. The Jags had to get a quarterback, Blake Bortles, who played for the University of Central Florida, UCF, right there in Orlando, is a good choice for them. He fits, I think, into the Jags system. We'll see if he's a big contributor or not. And who knows? Some of the people that were chosen could end up being insignificant and not have tremendous careers, or they could end up being star players one day. The mothership, the GCN network, is in Minneapolis. There are some Viking fans there, and I know there's people listening to us. So the Vikings picked up Teddy Bridgewater, the Louisville quarterback, and that's a pretty good move, I believe, for them. He's got a lot of good skills, a lot of great ball handling skills, and as a backup to Christian Ponder, he could be in sooner rather than later. So that's pretty much it in the draft. We're not going to go through all the players, just that how big it is. It's a very big night. People get excited about football and who's going to be the number one pick, and then what happens as you watch their careers and see if they end up being huge contributors or fall off the map, or some of the lower rounds. So as you go through the lower rounds, some of those players who may end up being superstars in the end will be talked about as somebody, some of the players will end up being talked about how low that they were drafted. Why did they fall so far? And here's a story that people are following that transcends the world of sports. You don't have to decide whether you're a fan of the great game of football or not, or you don't really like sports. Or sometimes I'll get some angry emails when I mention anything about sports, which with a four-hour show, we hardly ever do that, just in little segments here and there. But the one story that absolutely transcends sports is Donald Sterling and the Los Angeles Clippers. Since we last talked about Donald Sterling, it's the story that is going to take a while to resolve. And why is that? Because they're looking for a CEO, and Donald Sterling is going to end up making a huge money once somebody buys the team, if he really, in fact, wants to sell the team. Donald Sterling's wife supposedly doesn't want to be the managing owner of the Clippers and doesn't want to buy out the other 50% shares of anybody else. So that whole saga continues to churn, because she could do that, but she doesn't want to do that. So she does want to keep her 50% stake in the team, which would mean she would be around in some capacity, and she is willing to have an outside buyer come in to take her husband's stake while she stays in the background as a passive owner. That's what she's saying now. The thing is, if you buy, you pay $1 billion. Let's say it was $1 billion for a basketball team, and then all of this baggage that happened with Sterling, that goes away anyway. We see what happens with the Clippers in the playoffs. But you want to have this wife who's hanging around who has half of your team and you're going to be a passive owner. So the NBA, would they be okay with that scenario? I would think they wouldn't really want that, that they would prefer that she just kind of wipe her hands of it, because how tough would that be to have somebody in the background that is connected to Donald Sterling? But even if you forgot that for a second, the Sterling woes and the legal weapon there and how things are lining up for that sale, you know, remember, he's got a lifetime ban, and the league said it was going to move to force a sale of the team. That's what happened, a week ago, a week and a half ago. And suitors are really lining up to buy the Los Angeles Clippers. I mean, big name people who have a lot of money and have people behind them, like Oprah and Magic Johnson and Oscar De La Hoya and others who are interested. But that's the thing. She can't, I don't see how she can be in the background. I mean, maybe they could give her lifetime tickets or something, but I don't see how she could be connected to it. That would be pretty rough. According to Forbes, Winfrey is the richest African American in the world. Her estimated net worth is $2.9 billion. So she's on the list, but she's nowhere near what Larry Ellison, the man behind Oracle, rakes in. Larry Ellison, what do you do with this kind of money? $50.2 billion. He's like the fifth richest person on the planet. It'd be a nothing burger for him to buy the Los Angeles Clippers. Yeah, it would be nothing. It'd be like blinking, and it could be his. I bet he steps up of everybody. I bet Larry Ellison makes a serious bid, because it would be just that easy. But we'll see. The saga continues to turn when it comes to the Clippers. I think the players now themselves just want to focus on basketball and get beyond anything to do with what's going to happen to the team and the sale of the team and what's going to happen with Donald Sterling and, oh no, and what do we do? They just got to focus on playing. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.